Warning. The following show contains explicit language.
Show intro!
Are you ready?
This place is an X-File. Wrap this cover-up and deep fried in a paranoid conspiracy. There will be zero contact with the outside world.
Do what?
If God hasn't stopped you, the government will.
Can you dig it?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Damn it, there goes Boom. No.
All right, kids, welcome to the Radio X Show. John and the sick girl.
Not. Yes. I'm fine.
John and Bubble Girl.
Bubble Girl? I wish I could live in a bubble. Then people would have no choice but to obey the personal space thing.
Or stop giving you the cooties or whatever it is.
I don't have cooties.
What do you have? Why are you sick this time?
I think it's peanut butter.
How do you figure?
Because I have been violently ill 4 days in the past 2 weeks, and the only common factor is that I ate peanut butter. Not the same peanut butter, so it's not like the peanut butter's bad. Because I had peanut butter in different places.
At different times?
At different times. And I got sick every time. Well, yeah, like 45 minutes to half an hour to 45 minutes after I ate peanut butter is when I got sick.
Interesting. Let me put on my thinking cap here.
I think I'm going to throw up again.
Did you have peanut butter tonight?
Yes.
I
can already give you the answer. Stop eating peanut butter.
Hold on. I'm still thinking.
Stop thinking. You're making... Don't make me laugh. Oh my god. Stop it.
All right, so let me see if I get this straight.
Don't make me laugh.
God, that's exactly what we need for tonight's show. Non-laughing program. Tonight's program, for Whitney's safety,
just wait.
We're not going to be funny.
I'll get my trash can and I'll be fine.
So you eat peanut butter, you get sick. You eat peanut butter a second time, you get sick.
I didn't really think about it until tonight. Because
peanut butter a third time, you get sick a third time.
Yeah, but see, I had eaten other things. But tonight, the only thing I've had was crackers with peanut butter on them. So then I got thinking about it, and I put the connection together. Leave me alone. Stop judging me. I can see the way you're looking at your computer screen. Don't give me that look. Stop it.
Oh my goodness. Let me see. Wait. Oh! I figured it out!
You are the weakest link. Goodbye!
You're such a jerk.
Peanut butter? Now, I've been saying that for quite a few years.
What?
No peanut butter.
But I like peanut butter.
Apparently it loves you. It's June 27, 2012, tonight on the Radio X Show. It's the Radio X Show July 4th special! That's code for we're not gonna be here next week, bitches.
Yay! I'm fine.
What was that? Yeah.
There's phlegm in my throat. It's hard to
sexy.
Make any prolonged noises without coughing.
You really know how to turn me on, baby. If you'd like to be a part of tonight's show, how can they do it?
They can tweet us at Radio X Show on Twitter. They can leave us comments on the Radio X Show Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Radio X Show. They can text us at 516-690-SHOW, which is at 516-690-7469.
Wait, hold on, what?
They can text us.
Wow!
And if you want to call us, sort of, you can call us on Skype at Radio X Show. We're real creative.
What?
I don't know. Did you specifically get that phone number for the texting thing?
You are so... No, I did not get it for the text.
No, but, like, did you... No, did you, like...
Well, did I get that number?
Get that specific number, so it spelled show?
Yes, I did.
I figured you did, but I was like, maybe it was a happy coincidence.
Yeah, oh, look. I was actually trying to get...
Just look, there's the lid to my peanut butter.
I was trying to get something like a 9 or like a something Radio X.
Oh, that just didn't work out.
That was just never working out. I tried. Believe me, I was looking for months. But I was able to settle.
That would have been awesome if it could have been RADIOX show. That would have been cool!
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about the phone system.
But that's really fucking hard.
But outside the area code, you can only have 7 numbers.
Yeah. But what if the Radio X show, it started with the area code?
That actually would fit, wouldn't it?
That would have worked, so ha!
Yeah, fuck
you. Take that, you asshole!
Let's see what that number would be. Hold on, let me try it. My phone. RADIOXSHOW. So, you basically want people to call a 723 area code phone number.
Yes. Where's 723 out of? Let's see.
I don't know. Is that even a real exchange?
723 area code. Area code. Oh, shit. Oh.
You all right?
723. Where is area code 723? Area code 723. Seven, two, three is a telemarketing area code.
Is that a real area code, though?
Not city, yeah. No, like, it's not a designated area. It's just the code that telemarketers use.
I've never seen that.
I have. No, I haven't. But it says.
What it says?
It says area code 723 is a telemarketer's area code. It is not associated with a specific location in the United States of America.
Interesting.
Oh, are you serious? Now people are eating dogs.
What?
Texas man accused of starting to eat dog arrested.
All right. Bond, I think that's our cue for you to start
Texas
the show.
Texas man who police say killed and started eating his housemate's dog after chasing a neighbor on his hands and knees while growling.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
When officers arrived, they found Daniel on the porch covered in blood and holding the dead dog. Police say Daniel told people at the home he had taken K2, a form of synthetic marijuana, then assaulted them and started biting the dog's flesh.
That poor dog. Ew.
Yes, marijuana doesn't hurt anyone.
Ew.
Yeah, no. What? I feel sick.
Did you go to the Radio X Show page at all recently?
No. I will not.
If you do, at RadioXShow.com.
I am now. Wait, yes?
If you look on the right-hand side, we add a little slider thingy there.
It's
right under us.
I see it!
Okay. What do you think?
It's some pretty copy and paste jQuery.
Kind of, yeah. Pretty much. It's a plugin. I was asking somebody, I'm not going to mention Whitney's name or anything, but I was asking somebody for a little bit of jQuery help.
I can do that. I need to design a website in HTML5.
You know what I need?
What?
I need a cupcake.
I want a fucking cupcake too, and nobody brought me one, and they can all go to hell.
Nobody brought you a cupcake? They can all...
Die in a fire.
It's funny. I actually was bringing that. I brought that up at work today. I brought that up at the job.
One of my coworkers told me to die in a fire.
What?
Yeah, he was joking, but still.
So you know. If I tell people that Capri Sun sucks, is that an endorsement or no?
That's not an endorsement. No. It's a non-endorsement. Non-endorsement.
You moron.
My head really hurts. I'm sorry. Leave me alone. Ow. My foot's asleep, too.
Oh, geez. This really is not your night.
I know. And it's hot in here.
You have the AC on?
No.
Yeah, well, it sucks to be you.
Well, I have an air conditioner. I just don't have it on.
Obviously. Oh. Why would I ask you if you had it on?
I don't know! Stop.
Not even starting. Not even starting.
Stop making me sound stupid. You're so mean to me.
I will give you that. I am pretty mean.
Why?
I don't know. It's something I'm good at.
That's not very nice.
I'm trying to figure out here on the page.
Okay.
Because for some strange reason, the page posted something on Twitter, but it never went backwards.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Thanks, you rock.
If you've never jumped from one couch to another to avoid the lava, you've never had a childhood. If you see it, you'll... What?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Alright, let's, I don't know. What the hell are we going to do? Yes, exactly. Good job.
I don't know what we're doing tonight. I logged on late, and you yelled at me.
I didn't yell at you yet. I didn't even get to yell at you part.
But. You're so mean.
I haven't done it. Oh my god. You want me to be mean? I'll be mean.
You're picking on me.
I'll be mean, little girl.
No, that was creepy. Please don't ever do that again.
Not that kind of, not that mean.
No, please, no. You're very strange.
I am. All right, kids, we're going to take a break and come back, and when we do, we'll have more hijinks. What do we have next?
We have the news headline, maybe, sometime.
No, not maybe.
Yes.
No. It's for wheels. It's up next. Don't go anywhere.
Full wheels like a car.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now? Softly laying on the ground. Oh, not a lot of people left around.
If you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today.
Radio X!
I've seen Sundays. They're perfect for tormenting your victims. Or just staying in touch with old fiends. As a former stalker and professional inmate, let me tell you that saving money is important, no matter who you call. With 1010666 and 5 cent Sundays, I can keep my entire hometown afraid and indoors. I called my old school teacher, Miss Rydell, last week, all the way across country, and told her I put a human head inside her refrigerator. And do you know she remembered me right away? Of course, since I'm already in jail, there weren't nothing she could do. But the fact is, I save 50% on that call and all my other calls with 1010666. Hey, if you're gonna make the call, you might as well save money.
Hey, if you're having trouble hearing the radio stream, take your fingers out of your ears.
That's a relief.
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your anus.
That sounds pleasant. Radio X.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me.
Decision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Last summer, instead of simply filling my iPod with great audiobooks from Audible.com, I hired a gentleman to read to me as I drove. He spent half the time asking me to pull over so he could take his picture with street signs. And the guy butchered Tina Fey's autobiography, Bossy Pants. Don't make the same mistake I did. Go to Audible.com/The Onion and download your first audiobook free. That's Audible.com/The Onion. The new movie from Pixar will totally fuck with kids' minds. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. After years under the stifling influence of the Disney Corporation, the company behind The Incredibles and Toy Story, Pixar Films, announced they are moving in a bold new direction with the release of their new film, Blood Snack Circus, which, according to executives, should totally screw with kids' heads. The movie will feature beloved Pixar characters Buzz Lightyear and Flick the Ant as they form a ragtag gang that does little but ritually abuse children. Pixar executive John Lasseter.
This movie will freak the living fuck out of both the young and the young at heart.
To enhance the movie's theatrical release, Pixar technicians have developed a mind-altering 3D screening technology that makes children truly believe their parents are dead. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Yes, I'm here to listen to the Depeche Mode and be in the tent and touch and feel.
John and Winters, it's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Welcome back to the Radio X Show with John and Winters. Hey, I did it!
Yeah, you did! Oh my god, I'm so excited!
Ah! Okay, that's a little awkward.
A little bit more apropos.
That was weird. Just FYI.
All right, guys, shut up. Thanks. All right, it's Radio X. Shoo.
Really? It is?
It's true. You said it, so it must be true.
It must be true, because right. Everything I say is true. Perhaps 1/8 of everything I say is true.
And the other 7/8 kind of in question anyway.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't have problems. It's the rest of the world. No, I think I've got some problems.
Oh no, it's me. Believe me, it's me. Not you, it's me, I know it.
It's not my fault.
Why isn't it your fault?
I don't know, because it's not.
Okay.
I don't know, just... It's not my fault. Oh, man.
So my friend at work, and I posted this on Facebook myself the other day, in kind of a tribute to this. My friend Bridget, she goes at work, you know, if you're in Las Vegas and zombies attack and they have an outbreak there, is that a good thing?
I don't know.
Well, you think about it, and this is her reasoning, which led to my posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's true.
So if a zombie outbreak takes place in Las Vegas, we're saved. We're good.
We're all good. Everything's fine. We'll
right.
be... We'll be... I have no idea. That what? Sounds...
All right,
yeah!
Can we try this again?
Motherfucker, do you speak it?
No, I do not speak English. I'm sorry.
Say what again?
I honestly think that it... No. It totally... I don't know what to say to that!
Well, we'd be okay, and there'd be a zombie outbreak. Everyone yeah. loves zombies, but yet at the same time, nobody really wants to die from one.
But then I wouldn't be able to go to Vegas.
And what, pray tell, would you want to go to Vegas for?
I have no idea, but it sounds like fun.
As long as the zombies aren't there.
Yeah.
You've ever been to Vegas?
No.
It's hot.
But it sounds like it would be fun.
Usually things in the middle of the deserts are hot.
Really? I had yes, no idea.
No, I'm just... So glad that you and I are friends, because then I can tell you things like this and inform you.
Yeah, I mean, I would have never known that it was hot in Vegas if you hadn't told.
Resolve the madness from your mind. This is not only the weirdest segment we've ever done, but probably the best.
It's very possible.
And it all has to do with zombies.
I want to see a zombie. I want to see a legit real zombie in my lifetime. Not these people that they say are zombies that are just idiots on drugs. We're talking legit zombie.
Why?
Because they're fucking zombies.
You want to have one as a pet?
Who doesn't want to see a zombie?
My hand's raised real high.
Why would you not?
Because one. All right, let's face this. I don't have cardio.
Believe me, when there is adrenaline running through your veins,
it's adrenaline, but it's not. It's not. You know,
doesn't last
it's a
forever.
Quick, short spin. There is no long term. I'm not a marathon runner. Sorry, but I'm done. I'm not a big fan of the gun, so there goes a double tap. None of that for me either.
Oh, I could do the gun part.
I don't know if I could.
Definitely could.
Not sure if it's possible. I don't know if I have that in me.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Let's think about this while we plan the apocalypse.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
We need to plan the apocalypse?
Well, you know, in the event that it happens, we need to be ready. Well, here's the news headline.
I can't believe the news today.
Ripped from the front pages of newspapers across the globe, it's time for today's news headline of the moment.
And, of course, with the news headline of the moment, here is your lead pronunciator, the Queen Bee of the News Z. She is the Ann Curry of the Radio X Show.
Also tonight, breaking news.
Except one, we're not on the Today Show, and two, she's not making $20 million. Here's Whitney.
I wish I was making $20 million.
I wish I was making $20.
That's true, too. Nobody was hurt when a woman allegedly chased two people out of her house with a pooper scooper on Monday.
Holy shit. Get it?
Okay, I'm good. Davenport Police Officer Robert Bittner said police were called to a house on West 10th Street about 2:20 p.m. on a report of a woman who allegedly had attacked someone with a pooper scooper. Officer Bittner said police were told that a man and woman had overstayed their welcome at the house, so the owner chased them out with the pooper scooper. As the two ran from the house, police said they dropped a collection of Beanie Baby toys. Police later escorted them from the spot where they dropped the toys to a storage facility where they would be secured. Officer Bittner said the pooper scooper was not loaded. It still was dangerous. We believe it was empty, but it had residue on it, he said. No arrests were made. Seriously? Really? Really?
Maybe you don't want to make that a center around a pooper scooper thing.
Possibly the greatest thing ever.
What, the pooper scooper story?
Yes. One of the greatest things ever.
Have some more peanut butter. Next.
Ew. Don't say stuff like that. I feel sick now. Oh my god. Okay, I'm better. Not really. But, anyways. Manuel Fernandez allegedly attempted to rob a rent-a-center in Brockton, Massachusetts, and instead he had 9 hours of his life stolen from him. Police say that Fernandez, 54, tried to prop up the overhead garage door using a metal bedpost so he could shimmy underneath and rob the place. This was around midnight Tuesday, but unfortunately for him, Fernandez got his head stuck under the door and was forced to lay with his right cheek on the dirty floor for about 9 hours until assistant manager John Rodriguez found him, according to Boston.com. I happened to walk in and he was there, Rodriguez told EnterpriseNews.com. I saw that little head sticking out. Hang tight, the police are on their way, is how Rodriguez said he greeted Fernandez. The assistant manager then started taking videos for evidence and his own amusement. Brockton police spokesman Lieutenant Paul Bonaca said that at first, Fernandez tried to claim he was there to fix the garage door. He had tried to say he was there for a legitimate purpose, Bonaca told police a press conference, but obviously with prying open the garage door and the position he was found, it's obvious his purpose was criminal. Fernandez, who is homeless, suffered a large bruise on the back of his head from the pressure of the door and was sent to the hospital to be checked, according to officials. It could have been a fatal situation if more momentum had occurred, so I don't recommend that for anyone to try, Bonaca told WBZ-TV. Police plan to charge...
I just got a mental mental, so I was going to go ahead and try that myself later.
Police plan to charge Fernandez with breaking and entering and malicious damage to property, WHDH-TV reported.
Molested damage to property?
I said malicious.
You started to say molested.
I know, but I was distracted by the fact that whoever you copied and pasted this from was a dumbass and didn't check their article before they posted it. Because it's Fernandez throughout the whole article, but the last sentence says police plan to charge Hernandez.
Oh. I didn't even read that.
I was distracted by that. But I didn't read it that way. I almost did, though.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I'm so awesome.
I said I'm proud of you, but... freaking gonna go ahead and stroke your ego.
I read this article.
Oh my god. No, you didn't. But you're about to.
When somebody else farts, it's common to wave your hands, not a gun. But Daniel Collins was apparently flat out tired of his neighbor's flatulence and decided to raise a stink with the help of his trusty firearm. Police in Teaneck, New Jersey said Collins, 72, had been involved in an ongoing dispute with an unidentified neighbor for some time, but Collins got ready to God damn it, John! But Collins got really gassed when the man passed gas near Collins' apartment door, NewJersey.com reported. It apparently was the shot heard and smelt around the world, or at least New Jersey, because Collins allegedly pointed a revolver at the flatulent neighbor in the vestibule of their apartment building and said, I'm going to put a hole in your head, according to NorthJersey.com. When police arrived, Collins denied the threat, but consented to a search. Authorities recovered a .32 caliber revolver from his vehicle. Collins was charged with aggravated assault, unlawful possession of a firearm, possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, and terroristic threats, but later released on his own recognizance.
Terrorists? Threats?
Anything you do that's like threatening someone is now like considered a terrorist act, even though terrorism is only political. Like, it's not considered terrorism unless it's like a political target.
So if I told you that I hope you, well, you know, die in a fire, that's a terrorist attack now?
No, it would be you telling me that you're going to set my house on fire and make sure I burn to death.
Oh, okay, that's definitely different.
A little different.
Just a bit.
Die in a fire is just rude.
It's kind of funny. I can't believe I brought that up at work today, and somebody at your job brought it up too. That's fucking hilarious. Actually, it was funny too because it was brought up at work because I was talking about you and Kyle.
Me and Kyle. Joy, I guess.
And you and him were talking, and then I guess you would have wanted to tell him to die in a fire, right?
Tell him to die in a fire on a daily basis.
But the first time, it kind of just stopped him in his tracks.
Yeah, sort of.
It's really, that's the best thing to say. Like, you know what? Die in a fire. if you have something better to say than that, then more power to you. But not the first time you hear it, that's for sure. So I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear what it is that's better than dying a fire. We'll be back. It's Radio X Show.
He spends nights in California, watching stars on the big screen. Then he lies awake and he wonders, why can't that be me? 'Cause in his life he's filled with all these good intentions. Left a lot of things he'd rather not mention right now, just before he says goodnight. He looks up with a little smile at me. He says, if I could be like that, well, I would give anything just to live one day in those shoes. If I could be like that, what would I do? What would I do, yeah? Now in dreams, spends her days up in the North Park, watching the just a little piece of this dream. Is that too much to ask? With a safe home and a warm bed on a quiet little street, all she wants is just that something to hold on to. That's all she needs. I would give anything just to live one day in the shoes. If I could be like that, what would I do? What would I do?
Show.
The countdown is on.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number five.
Number five story of the week. We count them down each week. Number five, four, three, two, one. This is
The Radio X Show. And the story of the week.
Story of the week. Yay. All right.
I feel weird.
Going back to Massachusetts, where a Massachusetts man was arrested after he allegedly threw a container of food. His name is James Hackett. He was hanging out with his wife and child, driving home after grabbing some fast food at a local restaurant on Friday. It was a McDonald's. This is according to the smoking gun. On the way, the couple started arguing over money. The girl, 11 years old, interjected from the back seat because, you know, an 11-year-old really knows about money. I guess she was just trying to get them to stop fighting. Instead of kind of being, oh, okay, whatever, he was kind of upset, so he threw his French fries, hitting her in the face.
Oh, shit.
Police pulled her over, I guess. No, this is what happened, actually. The mom reported the incident to police. This is how they found out. They got involved. Noted that Officer Richard Cesars, that the fries were hot and oily and could have caused burning to the victim's skin and eyes. The child was not seriously hurt. The 26-year-old Hackett pled not guilty in court Monday to charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. He was on bail on the condition that he would stay away from the 11-year-old. The news story here is that French fries, dangerous weapon.
Apparently so.
Yes, that's the news of this one. The news is that your food is dangerous. I don't know about you. I mean, I've got a lot of hot French fries. What? I never got oily French fries at McDonald's.
I've never gotten oily French fries from McDonald's either.
I don't know where these go. Maybe this is a McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Route 9 or something. We'll be back. It's the Radio X Show. What do we have next there, Miss Whitney?
We have today and yesterday.
Woohoo! We'll be back. It's the Radio X Show.
Taking mom in the dream.
support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs. T-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today.
Radio X!
Sometimes where you are is not as important as where you will be. This is Orson Welles for the American Insurance Corporation, reminding you that one out of three Americans will die a violent death within the next 2 years. Some will be killed or disfigured in electrocutions. Some will be destroyed by human stampedes. And the majority will die in grisly auto accidents. Trying to scare you. We just want you to know the way things are. The American Insurance Corporation. Concerned because we love you.
There are three things you need for great radio. Milk, goat cheese, and wheat. Oh, wait. That's my grocery list.
Radio.
Which second best won't do.
The Pope lays off 20 cardinals. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. In a cost-cutting measure brought on by sluggish first-quarter tithes, recently elected Pope Benedict XVI announced today that he will issue pink slips to 20 cardinals. The pontiff told reporters that any downsizing is regrettable, but the Catholic Church needs to streamline its operations in order to compete in the spiritual marketplace.
These were good, capable cardinals. We prayed for a way to save their jobs, but unfortunately, the bottom line is the bottom line. This is a church we're running, not a charity ward.
The laid-off cardinals will be given a generous severance package that includes 20,000 boys. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
The show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
John and Witters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Radio X with John and Witters. You should have seen the pose I was doing, too. It was awesome. If I had been on a webcam, that would have been cool. Sometimes, when I'm talking, even when I'm on the radio, I talk with my hands, and then I realize people can't see me, and I feel stupid.
But you had a pose?
Yes, I was posing. It was awesome. You should have seen it.
Do it again. Take a picture.
No, I can't.
That shit died real fast. You know, can't do it. Sorry.
Can't! Specific reasons why I can't. But we're not going to discuss those on air. And we're not going to discuss them on Skype either, so.
Something tells me. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Say it, John.
It.
I hate you. I hate you so much. No. I don't hate you. I could never hate you.
Aww, that's so sweet. Is that one of the 1% that is still a lie?
Yes. No, that's not a lie. I don't hate you, and I would never hate you. I would be mad at you, and I have been mad at you. And I still don't hate you. So there.
Aww. I rock.
Yeah.
I'm on fire. Everyone
dude.
Else.
Dude, I picked you over my best friend back in the day. But that's truthfully because you didn't do anything wrong and she was being a stupid bitch. But that's neither here nor now. When the past calls, don't pick up the phone because it doesn't got anything new to say. I read that somewhere.
Okay.
90% of the cool, witty, funny things I say, I read somewhere. I can't. I don't have the mentality to come up with shit on the fly like that. Sometimes I do, especially
the
when I'm drunk.
Shit I come up with the fly that's really funny is most likely demeaning somebody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything else is kind of like, yay, and that's pretty much it.
I drew all over my arm.
You wrote over your arm.
I drew all over my arm. Like.
Okay.
In Sharpie. That was probably.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, that's great. You're going to have fun getting that off.
Expo marker and rubbing alcohol. It takes Sharpie right off. Well, it takes Sharpie right off at almost anything. I don't know about skin. And yet I continue to draw.
Idiot. No, all right, today's June 27th. 2012. Today in 1950, an 8-pound bear cub that had been seriously burned 3 weeks earlier in a New Mexico forest fire left for the National Zoo in Washington, where he'd lived to the ripe old bear age of 26. His original name was Hotfoot Teddy. You know him as Smokey the Bear. Today in 1977, in a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that lawyers could advertise. In 1988, today, at the age of 35, singer Cyndi Lauper received her high school diploma from Richmond High in New York City. In 1999, a 29-year-old woman was arrested for computer hacking in Grafton, Ohio. She found out that her husband was staying online several nights until 4 o'clock in the morning, so she hacked her computer to bits. And in 2001, a man confessing to robbing a motel in Fargo, North Dakota, because his internet research said it had the safest jail in America. He traveled all the way from Florida to claim he had a bomb in his Winnie the Pooh backpack. But Robert told cops he was a habitual criminal and wanted to go to prison for life. So he got a Winnie the Pooh backpack and said he was filled with dynamite. Idiot.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo.
You
look like a monkey.
And
you smell like one, two.
You shut the fuck up. I would dare you to kiss my ass, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Happy birthday!
Alright, birthdays today. Tobin McGuire is 37. Madeline Sweden, 21. Julia Duffy, 61. Singer Laurie Morgan, 53. Lee Nash, 34. And former presidential candidate H. Ross Perot, 82 years old today. Now it's time for Whitney's favorite segment of the show.
I get questions wrong!
Yay! Time for today and yesterday trivia.
I think we should just call it Whitney Gets Questions Wrong.
Alright, first question. Tobey Maguire. He became interested in acting after his mom gave him $100 to take drama in high school instead of what? A. Small appliance repair. B. Home economics. Or C. Horticulture. Tobey Maguire.
Horticulture.
Wanted to be blank. Mom gave him $100, said B. Take drama in high school. Was it to be in small appliance repair, home economics, or horticulture?
I'm going to say home. Small appliance repair. That's my final answer.
You said everything. You gotta pick one, sweetheart.
Small appliance repair.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Biatch!
Biatch! Damn it!
The correct answer is home economics. He wanted to be a chef.
Weirdo?
You may know this one. Like, for reals. That's right. Is feeding your cat chocolate more likely to kill him, keep him awake, or make him think you're really, really special?
Kill them!
Kill the kitty.
All Is feeding your cat chocolate more likely to kill him? By the way, you got that for, you know, killing a kitty. Kill him, keep him awake, or make him think you're really special?
Kill them.
Kill.
Is that your answer or your wish?
That's my answer. Kill.
Kill the kitty. Kitty dead.
Chocolate can cause seizures or death in both cats and dogs.
Yes, it can.
And?
I'm so confused.
If you're a soccer player between the ages of 5 and 7 years old, this I guess would probably go for moms. How long should their practice sessions be? 30 minutes, 1 hour, or 90 minutes? Your kids are practicing 5 to 7. How long should practice sessions be? 30 minutes, 1 hour, or 90 minutes?
30 minutes. No, 90 minutes. I'm going to say 90 minutes. I don't know, but... I have no idea.
According to Youth Soccer Drills by Jim Garland, she'd have them no more than 1 hour. By the way, she'd also include a variety of drills, activities, and games. Or some other crap. That's, what are we calling this segment now? Whitney gets questions wrong! Yay!
Woo!
What's up next there, darling?
Next is... The Hollywood Report.
We'll be back. It's...
The Radio X Show!
Radio X. Seems like the Radio X Show is causing a buzz.
Yo, dude, I love Radio X. I listen all the time.
Listening to Radio X really makes me feel special inside.
Radio X.
They really make me think.
I had sex during the Radio X Show. I wasn't listening. I just had sex during it.
They are the bomb.
Radio X every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on this radio station.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. We're realizing the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, their health. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Radio X!
Getting better all the time. There's nothing new.
Too fast. 12-year-old girls with big t's. I mean, what's going on?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Welcome back to Radio X with John and Winters. Yay!
Hey, that's us! Oh my God!
Woo!
That's right. Hey, hang out with us. Use this Skype thing. If you have a cell phone, you can download an app called Skype.
Can?
That's right, and then you can actually call
for that
using Skype.
Oh my God.
It's
like crazy.
If you have a cell phone, you don't want to download Skype, you can text us. 516-690-7469, 516-690-SHOW. And you can buy stuff at the Radio X Show Shop Zone. Support the show by supporting our feeding habits. Shopzone.radioxshow.com.
By supporting our what?
Feeding habits, because we're hungry.
I'm not hungry.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Why are you not hungry?
Because I just spent 20 minutes puking before the show. The last thing I want to do right now is eat anything.
Maybe
I still feel like I'm
food.
Going to throw up.
If you do, make sure you bring the microphone close to you when you do.
I'm not going to throw up
so
on air.
Fucking hot if you did that.
That
oh, Whitney,
disgusting.
What do you think about the blah, blah, blah? Well, I think
No. No. Ew.
But don't puke on the microphone because I don't want
problem?
You to not have to use it again.
The Keystone Report reports that Wilkinsburg, PA, is the most violent school district in Pennsylvania. You want to know what we call Wilkinsburg here in Pittsburgh? Because Wilkinsburg is part of Pittsburgh.
Jail?
No, we call it Wilkillionsburg.
That's a punny one.
Yeah, it is. My friends who live there get really pissed when I say that, though. They're like, it's not that bad. And I'm like, well, we'll put it this way. If someone gets killed in Pittsburgh, it's either in Wilkinsburg or in McKeesport. And their body ends up in McKees Rocks.
All right.
Because, like, that Wilkinsburg and McKeesport's always the last place they were seen. And then they're in McKees Rocks. Or. In the case of that poor drunk kid. Who disappeared from stage AE, which is down. People who don't know where Pittsburgh is, where the football stadium is, there's right next to it, in like basically in the parking lot, is a new venue that they opened called Stage AE, where all these concerts and stuff are. And literally 50 feet across the road and 50 feet from Stage AE is the river, the Allegheny River. Well, this kid disappeared from Stage AE. After a concert one night, he called his family, he was drunk, whatever, and they never heard from him again. They looked for this kid for almost a month and then found his body floating in the river right next to Stage AE. They looked for a month and didn't find him, but nobody thought to check the river because he was literally probably 75 yards from where he disappeared at, because he floated down a little bit and caught on one of the piers.
Ugh.
But he basically fell in the river and drowned, and like the cops looked for him for a month and couldn't find him, and he was 75 yards from where he went missing.
That sucks.
Yeah. Congratulations, Pittsburgh Police. You're doing a bang-up job. On that note.
On that note, well, let's just move on. Before we do the... Oh, by the way. By the way,
Really?
We did the... yes, really. The Facebook thing, right? Do you have Laura on your Facebook?
Laura?
Darby?
No, who's that?
Oh, one of my friends. I think she's friends with Chinoa.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, Laura. You're not my friend on Facebook.
You're going to love this. Okay. So the other day, she posts something on her... Let me see if I can find it. Because it became really ridiculous with her friends. Laura... All right, let's see how far down this is.
Do-do-do.
All right. give me a second. Hold on. Damn. Okay, here it is. Those baby on board stickers are a little annoying. In general, isn't the aim of the game not to hit the car in front of you? Not just the one with stupid stickers? Innocent enough, right?
Yeah.
Except one of her friends flipped. Not going to mention her name. But Amy said, I'd have to disagree. The point of those stickers is to let people know you do have a baby on board and take extra caution. I myself don't have one, but there have been many times I've wanted to so that people don't ride my ass or act like an idiot when I have precious cargo on board. Generally, yeah, your aim should be caution at all times, but we all know that not everyone is like that. Having one of those signs is just an extra measure to take, just in case someone might see it and back off, you know? A small chance that that sign could make a difference. I definitely don't think it's about people having a complex about their children, unless, of course, that complex
obviously
is keeping
your little
one safe.
Why should your child... Why should your child's life matter any more to me than anybody else's child, like anybody else's life?
And I find it extremely offensive to be called a fag, because apparently somebody called her a fag for saying something about it, when really it's just looking out for your baby. That's very rude.
Like, I mean, obviously it's a children's, like, well, I mean, not for everybody, but, like, obviously it's for a children's complex. Why should I be any more careful with you because you've got a baby in a car than I should be for the person who's driving right in front of me without a baby in their car? The goal is not to hit the car in front of you.
One of her replies, because apparently it got a little crazy. People are going back and forth. She goes, Laura, this is so ridiculous. I stand by my original statement. If I'm going to ram someone with my Nissan Versa, it'll happen regardless of what little stickers they're decorating it. From Jesus fish to radio stations to baby on board stickers. Then she goes on to protecting her friends about them being sarcastic. All of kids, it's not a matter of being extra protective. Somebody else brought in there. Oh, she goes, she says this. So, Laura, this is the girl I'm not mentioning, Amy. If I were driving in front of you and pissing you off, you'd ram my guard regardless of the baby on board sticker or the actual baby on board. That makes me feel incredibly safe. How offensive.
How is it offensive?
I don't know. Of course, my two cents. What if I have one of those signs but no baby on board? Isn't that false advertising? Can I be sued?
That's funny.
And with that,
people get
holy off. Hollywood.
It's time for the Hollywood Report, and with the Hollywood Report, ladies, gentlemen, and small woodland creatures, shouldn't you be introducing me?
John, Hollywood Report, yay!
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All!
I don't know if I'm really excited over that glorious entrance I got here.
I'm not an in-producer person.
You're not a producer, you're a hoster.
I know.
Like a coaster, but with an H.
A coaster with what?
An H. Actually, that would make you a toaster, but that's another story.
Wait,
you're
what?
A toaster. I don't know.
How do you get? How do you take coaster out of T and get toaster?
No, not a T, as an H, dummy.
Oh, an H. How do you take coaster and an H and get toaster?
No, I didn't say toaster. I said hoster.
I heard toaster once.
I said, that's because you added the H because of toaster.
Toaster? But no, you said toaster.
I said choaster. C-H.
Is that the second time, but you said toaster the first time.
Oh my god, just drink, woman, please.
I don't.
Calm yourself down.
Do
you have any booze?
I'll throw up.
Perfect, get some booze. That'll be great.
I have
booze. Speaking of booze, Charlie Sheen's in the news, apparently.
He's winning.
A local.
Still?
What?
Is he winning more?
Oh, he's kind of winning. Apparently, according to. Local news here in New York, he trashed a local Ritz. He says, though, he did not throw a room-destroying rager inside the Ritz-Carlton in New York City. Didn't even drink alcohol. He called the partying rumors total, quote, malarkey.
Oh.
Hello?
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 Keep going. I'm good.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Alright, so he called in to TMZ Live earlier today, dispelling the rumors once and for all, saying they're so silly, without any merit or any foundation, anything that resembles reality. Apparently he's been doing press appearances all weekend, promoting the new show Anger Management. Definitely didn't have time for any benders. He says the alcohol on the bill wasn't even for him. As for the new report, he flipped out on his daughters and bailed on the premiere for Denise Richards' new movie. That's not sure either. According to Charlie, he bailed on a premiere because his daughters didn't want to walk the red carpet, and the last thing he wanted to do was appear in photos alone with Denise, who divorced him in 2006. He didn't want to send the wrong message with those kinds of photos. More train wreck time, Lindsay Lohan in the news. She finally called it even with the three men she had allegedly abducted and took on a wild drug-fueled car chase in Santa Monica in 2007. Attorneys for both sides confirmed the lawsuit was settled. A dismissal notice will be filed in court soon. Terms have not been disclosed. According to TMZ, three men sued Lindsay over an incident in 2008, saying that she hijacked the car which they were passengers in, following a party in Malibu. According to the lawsuit, Lindsay then began an insane ride the Pacific Coast Highway, endangering all of their lives. The suit then claimed that Lindsay blew through red lights, eventually ended up at the Santa Monica Police Department, where she was arrested for DUI, her second bust in 90 days. Apparently, they also found the cocaine.
No.
Yeah, that's right. She pled guilty. No contest for reckless driving, driving with blood alcohol of 0.08 and higher, served one day in jail. After the, days after the incident, one of the men said to local news, "It was pretty much like the worst night of my whole summer." Not their life, just their summer. Which leads me to believe they had worse nights. Let's see here. R. Kelly suffering from a mysterious health emergency. Maybe he had bladder control issues. I don't know. He had a canceled event in New York this evening. His rep says that apparently he's officially postponed the R. Kelly book launch event. Ah, fuck you. R. Kelly can't read a book. He wants to make me think he can write, too. Whatever. British pop star Jesse J is a domino thief. That's according to singer of a California band who claims the Jesse Smash hit is a ripoff of one of his songs. Dare we listen? Looks like we lost Whitney. she just texted me. I'm gonna lose my internet. And I just got another one, and I just did. Can you guys hear that? I think you did. Yeah. Alright, so, this is fun. Okay, so apparently he's going to try to get us back. I don't know how, but... let's see here. Ooh. Skype wants feedback. Whatever. Alright, so let's go back to this thing here. Jesse J is a domino thief, according to a singer of a California band. She's being sued by Will Loomis from the band Loomis and Lust, whose music has been featured on MTV's Iggy and the Spike TV show Blue Mountain State. Apparently, the 2011 hit Domino, which let's take a listen to right now. Let's do a bit of this here. I'm feeling sexy and free. Like glitter's raining on me. Nice catchy beat. Let's hear his song. Alright, this is Loomis and the Lust, Bright Red Chords. Really sure, but I think that don't think he's got it. He says though he never gave permission to use the song, now suing for damages. Here's a fun fact for you: she sold 11 million singles, $2.5 million to date. Loomis and Lust, they have a really nice MySpace page. And don't count on hearing any awkward jokes about having sex with Roseanne Barr. Oh, thank God. Because apparently Tom Arnold, her famous ex-husband, wants nothing to do with her upcoming comedy roast, Comedy Central roast. According to TMZ, a rep for Tom Arnold says that he is not going to be reaching out to Comedy Central and will say no if they come to him. He says he has absolutely no interest in being a part of it. The rep explained a couple of simply just don't talk anymore. And not going to change anytime soon. Tom and Roseanne were married in 1990 to 1994. They split very nasty, culminating in a screaming match outside the Roseanne set in 1994. So, yeah, that's not going to happen there. So, with that said, this is the Radio X Show. Hollywood Report, we're going to try to see if we can reacquire Miss Whitney so that we can go ahead and continue this program, this broadcast, this radio debacle, this train wreck. Don't go anywhere. This is Radio X Show! Such a long time.
following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Radio X!
Wow, this movie's going to be packed.
Yeah, I hope we can get a decent seat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that your ass that reeks again?
I'm sorry.
I thought you had that problem licked.
Well, I did too. I just can't seem to keep my ass clean enough.
I think it's time you called Ass Washers.
I'm Bud Fletcher, founder and client of Ass Washers. With the growing problem of sloppy and half-assed maintenance of the gluteus, there are more than enough ass cleaning companies out there for you to choose from. But which one is right for you? At Ass Washers, we go beyond the baby wipes and damp rags commonly used by other ass washing services. We know not everyone's ass is the same. That's why we have 8 different options to help rectify your specific ass cleaning needs, in addition to our basic 12-point cleaning system that will leave your rear free and clear of common ass rot. And you should be able to find the right aroma for your ass with our selection of over 150 fragrances. Well, I don't know. Aren't personal ass washing services expensive? If you thought high quality ass washing was just for society's elite, think again. With our 8 levels of washing, there's a plan that's right for any budget. Maybe you just need a simple soak and spray. Or maybe you have a large area to excavate. Whatever the case, you can come in for a free estimate. But with my busy schedule, what if I can't make it to Ass Washers? With over 20 locations in the tri-state area, you're never too far to get the cleanliness your ass deserves. And if you still can't find the time to stop in for a visit, we now come to you. When the Ass Washers van pulls up in your driveway, your secret will be out in the neighborhood. Your neighbors will soon be saying,
"Wow, so that's why your ass smells so terrific."
Face the world with confidence in knowing yours is an ass with not just an inviting scent, but with the Ass Washers guarantee. And that is, if you still have skunk or junk in your crack, you get your money back. Boy, you were right. Now my ass is as fresh as a mint on an airplane pillow. How can I thank you?
Well, now you know. Don't get mad. Get Ass Washers. They'll treat you right. Hey, is that mocha almond I smell on you?
Well, I was going to go with Morning Dew, but I thought this one was more my scent.
Another satisfied customer.
Tragedy. La, 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 la. Chewy, chewy.
Scientists recently discovered radio waves from a distant corner of the galaxy. Let's listen in. Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. With Second Best, won't do.
Have you ever hired someone to read a story out loud while you take a shower? Well, it's awkward for everyone. Audible.com has a better way, and their audiobooks don't stare. To try your free audiobook today, visit audible.com/theonion.
A reverend is blessed with a 9-inch penis. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Local church leader Reverend Carl Greist has been genuinely blessed with 9 inches of God-given manhood. The pastor's colleagues are saying that while his member is nothing short of miraculous, it doesn't interfere with his holy duties. Fellow pastor Jonathan Bellman.
Except for the occasional sermon in warm weather and his turns in the summer festival dunk tank, Reverend Greist is no different than a preacher with a less spectacular package.
And surely this Sunday, like every Sunday, members of this hugely endowed preacher's congregation will find him forever humble about the enormity of the manifold wonder within his pants. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
The year was 2004. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. And America was enjoying the fifth season of The Sopranos.
Blah, 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 blah.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
It's Radio X. John and Winters. RadioXShow.com. Where Winter's free, because apparently her internet sucks. Stuff nowhere, but gone. Trying to get her back, though. Not happening. I'm going to cry, or at least moderately be disappointed or something. But we're going to try to see if we can reobtain her momentarily. So while we wait for that to occur,
the Radio X Story of the Week.
Number 4! Alright, time for the Radio X Show Story of the Week. We're at the number 4 spot. And as soon as I find it, I can tell you all about it. Number 4 Story of the Week. Hold on. That's not that. Is where we go to Portland, Oregon, where a suburban Portland man says he was so moved by a documentary exploring the cause of the Great Recession that he decided to rob a bank. Apparently the film didn't make enough of an impression on the 50-year-old Gresham man to keep the loot. The Oregonian reports that Raymond Carl Knudsen pled guilty Monday to sticking up a Bank of America branch in April. He confessed to this crime within minutes of committing. According to court documents, Knudsen entered the bank, handed over a robbery note. Then he drove to the Gresham Police Department carrying all $425 of the loot and confessed. He told investigators he felt compelled to rob the bank after watching The Inside Job, Academy Award-winning documentary exploring causes to the 2008 global financial meltdown. He's scheduled for sentencing in September. And that, my friends, is one fucking idiot. $425? The only thing you should be apologizing is you didn't rob a bigger bank. We'll be back with more stuff. It's Radio X. Super Show! Can we call that a Super Show? Super Shit? I don't know.
Next time.
Show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com, and we'll post the salute on the website.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders jokes like,
so I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call
for integrity.
Radio X.
For peace, prosperity, and kindness to one another. This ain't it.
Radio X.
Archaeologists report that a recently uncovered tomb sure smells like mummies. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Excitement over a previously undiscovered tomb was dampened today when excavators were hit with the unmistakable stench of 1,000-year-old mummies. The spectacular resting place of little-known Pharaoh Heruba was quickly forgotten by archaeologists in the wake of the awful stink. Lead digger Nelson Geiger.
No one can be truly prepared for when you're hit with that first blast of mummy.
Before research can go on, archaeologists will install a series of exhaust fans and hang desert-scented air fresheners in the tomb to minimize the mummy smell. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
It all began with the sound of a squeaky one-speaker AM radio.
We ditched that for a clunk of bulky 8-track. FM radio progresses, and sometimes it's even in stereo.
Who cares?
Put that in your hash pipe and smoke it, you dumbass.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
I think we're on the air now.
Radio X, John Witters, RadioXShow.com.
The update on Whitney. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see here. She's on the phone with Verizon. Apparently their new update scrambled her controller box. They don't know what happened. They're trying to fix it around. They have to replace the whole box. Maybe even send a tech out to do the fixings. So yeah, it's pretty possible that we may not have a wit for the rest of the night. So with that, I have no idea what the hell we're doing tonight. Maybe we'll try to get her on the phone at the very least later. We'll see. What do I do for another 6 minutes? Let's talk a real slowly. Yes, that will work wonders.
I think you fuck.
All right. Apparently, they tried to fix it. Just got another text coming tomorrow between 8 and 12, which means 1 o'clock. And apparently they tried to remotely fix it. Now her TV doesn't work either. Oh, wow. Sorry. All right. Let's see here. Oh, I have an idea. I know. Hold on. Don't tell anybody, but I have an idea. Shut up. What do I do? You know what? Let's take a break. We'll take a musical interlude. We'll be right back with the movie spotlight. It's coming up in just a little bit. Movie spotlight? Is that what the hell they're calling it? I don't know what the hell they're calling it. Radio X.
Just the way the guys from the groove have
glitters. It's the Radio X Show.
We're counting them down.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number three.
All right, it's Radio X Story of the Week. We're at the number three spot.
Going old school here, kids. Oh, well. She's trying to download Skype on the phone. That's not working. Anyway. Well, the show must go on. Just like Freddie Mercury said. So we go to National City, California, where a boy, a 17-year-old there, learned the hard way, crime does not pay. After attempting to steal a soda and getting his arm stuck in the vending machine. It was Saturday morning. The teen, whose name was apparently not released, allegedly reached inside the receiving slot of the vending machine near a trolley station. This is according to NBC San Diego. Then his arm got caught inside. He was stuck until the trolley rider saw him trapped and called the cops. Police, firefighters, paramedics, trolley security all arrived on the scene. The firefighters attempted to free the alleged soda napper using axes, crowbars, and an air chisel. Eventually, they cut the lock of the machine door with a rotary saw, freeing the teen. Medics treated him for scrapes and soreness on his arm due to the numerous attempts he tried to make to free himself. He was then taken into custody. Cops said he may be charged with petty theft. He never did, by the way, get that soda. Oops. You know, what I'm thinking is this. This is the thought process. The guy that owns that machine is probably going to sue the fuck out of this guy. I mean, that machine itself is gone, and that, oh, man, I would sue him, too. That's my thought, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking that, you know. I'm not a sueaholic either, so. But, yeah, I mean, dude, you just cost me my livelihood. Sorry, I'm taking your ass.
Hey, it's Twitter's from the Radio X Show, and I want to let you know, where's the rest of the script at? Hey, it's Twitter's from the Radio X Show. Thanks for... Fuck. Can I try that again? Hey, it's John from the Radio X... I think you gave me the wrong copy. Hey, it's Twitter's from the Radio X Show, and I want to invite you to listen to the show. How's that?
It's the Radio X Show. Talking rock radio never sounded this weird. Tune in each week to the Radio X Show on this radio station. Broadcasting live every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the karate glove. And I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
Chop wood, concrete, trees. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Radio X!
Behind.
Grab yourself a... Grab your help a... Grab a dab a... Grab yourself... Hey, grab yourself.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Try this again.
Welcome back, darling. Sort of. What? All righty. So how do you really feel?
Pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
Because my internet's out again.
No, but really, why are you pissed off?
Because my internet's dead. And
they killed my TV
too. They killed
your TV? Yes. Oh, boy. You're in a 4G zone, right?
I don't have a 4G phone.
Poor baby.
Oh, well, I don't have anything that I do that I need 4G for, so.
Well, you say that before. Just think, if you had a 4G phone now, you'd be on Skype and you'd sound awesome instead of like in a can, which is probably what you want.
I would also be paying a shit ton for 4G service.
Well, you know, semantics. So, this is the Radio X Show.
With John and Tin Can.
And what?
I said with John and Tin Can.
John and Tin Can. Oh my god. You know, I've always wanted to do a show with a tin can.
Well, tonight's your night.
Oh, you are so sassy.
So pissed off.
I can tell. All right, let's do the movie spotlight, because that's where we are at the show. Hold on, let me pull it up over here. I'm going to send this to you, but, well, giddy up. Can't do that. Here's the box office report at number 5. Snow White and the Huntsman. 4 weeks. Prometheus was number 4.
That is still on the box office list.
On the what?
That is still on the box office list.
I know. It's surprising. $9.9 million in 3 weeks.
Disgusting.
Here's one for you. Number 3 in its first week, American Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, $16 million.
I still want to do that.
Did or did not? Do or do not?
What?
Did you or did you not want to see that?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I really want to see it.
Well, you better hurry up. It might not be there for long. Madagascar 3 is the number 2 movie. And the number 1 movie, Pixar, Walt Disney Pictures, I don't know what they're calling themselves this week. Brave, $66 million in its first week.
I want to see that, too.
Let me guess, you're still upset?
Yes, pissed.
All right.
I wonder why I'm doing goddamn Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, well, you know, I guess you can't do that now.
Nope, can't. Well, I could, but... I don't know, I feel like watching it buffer every 3 seconds.
Alright, it's movie spotlight time. There are four movies this week that you're going to love to hear, except you can't figure out how we're going to do this.
Real movies, fake reviews. It's the Radio X Movie Spotlight.
Can you hear that at all?
Yeah, I can hear it.
You heard that? Okay, good. Time for the Movie Spotlight. And we've got four movies this week. Our first movie, apparently, apparently Channing Tatum is, he's got a job again. And this time he's playing, an entrepreneur. This is Magic Mike.
Good evening. You live here?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, can you move back for me, please? We keep getting complaints of noise and underage drinking. Everybody sit down. We're going to be here for a while. You don't have anything sharp on you that I can stick myself with, do you?
No.
Good. Because I do.
The businesses that I manage, they deal exclusively in cash.
Wow. Busy guy.
We are welcome to stay, the one, the only.
Magic.
You are the husband that they never had.
You are that dreamboat guy that never came along.
Yeah, that's a cool table. Are you made that?
Hmm?
You should sell these things.
That's actually the idea.
My sister?
Mike.
Nice one.
How do you know my brother?
I'm an entrepreneur. I manage a few businesses.
You trying to hit on my sister?
Okay. Good talk.
Entrepreneur stripper or stripper entrepreneur?
Either one.
I was hoping this was all a joke.
It's pretty funny.
I'm just trying to figure out why stripping.
Women, money, and a good time.
Just try not to forget about the people who exist in the daylight. The non-vampire.
Right. Are we fighting? Is this our first fight?
So if you could do the one thing that make you the happiest every morning.
The custom furniture.
Custom furniture. So you must be really good with your hands. I just can't be on your lifestyle.
Am I Magic Mike right now talking to you? I'm not my lifestyle.
Do you believe what you're saying right now?
That's who the law says that you cannot touch.
But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers up in this house.
Wow, that's a lot of ones.
There's some fives in there.
Okay. No 20s?
Yeah. You don't want to know what I have to do for 20s. So you're going to come to show tonight?
No.
You're going to come to show tonight?
No.
You just said over there that you like the show.
That doesn't mean I'm going to go again.
All right, Whit.
Yay?
What?
Ow!
Sorry.
That was really loud.
Yes, it was. So, yay or nay? One finger? You do?
Yeah.
Lame. Why?
Sorry?
Why would you want to see this?
Because it's got Channing Tatum in it.
Idiot. Do it. Would you watch him if all he did was read a book?
Probably. He's very nice to look at.
I don't have any interest in seeing this movie because, one, I don't think he's really that talented. But most importantly is that I don't really think this will be anything. It's just a shitty-looking movie. It's kind of like a male version of Showgirls. Thank you. Thank you very much. Which also, by the way, shitty movie. Next movie. This is People Like Us.
So, I hear you closed the deal.
What's that in commission, about 80K?
84.
84,000? That's just about...
cover your debt.
No, don't do that to me. Jim, that's my year! That's my nut, man! It is not yours.
Jim,
I need this money.
My son blew up a pool at school today.
Sam, I'd like to talk to you about your father's estate.
He left you this.
Your shaving kit.
$150,000. I'm supposed to give some woman and kid I've never even met.
Record
producer, Jerry Harper, is survived by his wife and son. It's official. I don't exist.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Frankie.
She has my father's eyes and his nose.
I don't understand. You don't have any sisters.
I do now.
Hey, Frankie.
Can I get you something that they sell here?
I swear to you on my life, I will never hit on you. Ever.
Wow, thank you. I'm sure that was meant to reassure me.
You seem like a really great person. The kids really lucky to get to have you.
My last image of my dad, our taillights, while he drove away to his other family.
Huh? You know, you grew up without a father.
It was his choice.
I can't tell her who I am. I am buried in debt. Buried.
Why don't I know anything about you?
My father, he always said, lean into it.
What does that mean?
It means that the outcome doesn't matter. What matters is that you're there for it. Whatever it is. Good or bad. Kind of like right now.
Did you tell her everything you know?
I don't know how.
Maybe we could both start trying to be...
be people.
All right, so?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because I really have no idea what that movie's about.
Apparently it's about a guy who, I don't know, drive next. By the way, I agree with you.
What?
Two middle fingers.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, our next movie is, I know, surprise, surprise, Tyler Perry. And, you know, he's 90% of this movie, as
he
is.
He does not, can we not even play it? Middle finger.
Okay, I'll give you that. And finally, Family Guy goes to the big screen, but they call it something else. It's called Ted. Ready?
Sure.
Here we go. This is Ted.
It has been said that magic vanished from our world a long time ago. But if there's one thing you can be sure of...
I wish you could really talk to me.
It's that nothing is more powerful than a young boy's wish.
You're my best friend, John. I love you.
But eventually, everyone grows up.
I'm taking Laura to dinner. You don't think she's going to be expecting something big, do you?
It's been 4 years, Johnny. You and me have been together for 27 years. Where's my ring? Huh? Where's my ring?
Put it on my fuzzy finger. Where's my ring? Right. Come on.
Knock it off.
All right, I'm just saying.
That's my bad. I was sending a tweet.
John.
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
If you please ask Ted to move out so we can move on with our lives.
I'm not that psyched to just, like, kick him out.
Oh. Laurie, hey, you're home early.
Who are these girls?
Oh, my God, where are my manners? Laurie, this is Angelique, Heavenly, Shireen, and Sauvignon Blanc. I swear to God, her name is Sauvignon Blanc. Show her your Chevron card.
Ted, you gotta move out. I'll help you get on your feet out there, I promise.
Bring it in, you bastard. Come on.
I love you.
Sorry, that's the thing.
The old...
Yeah.
I met a girl.
Nice!
She's a cashier.
You know what I like to do to her? Something I call a dirty fuzzy.
Down here, not looking up your towel, swear to God, not looking at your funny business.
Sometimes I think back to that Christmas morning when I was 8 years old. I wish I'd just gotten a Teddy Ruxpin.
Why are you crying?
My junk gets squished by the TV.
I look stupid.
No, you don't. You look dapper.
John, I look like something you give to your kid when you tell him grandma died.
Now?
No.
So, what do you think? Finger? Thumb?
Middle finger.
Punch to the eye? All right, so it's a middle finger for Ted. Sorry, Seth MacFarlane, you can't be everything. And on that note, we shall return. We have more stuff coming up on deck. This is the Radio X Show. RadioXShow.com.
If you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today.
Hello, ladies. Do you enjoy your weekends? Would you like to enjoy a sensation designed especially for you? New from Lesbans is Beaver Liquor, a new adult beverage from the makers of Peter's Special Brew. Just listen to what women like you have told us.
I'm not a big drinker, but it's remarkably easy to hold my Beaver Liquor. It's not at all harsh, and it has just the right amount of bite. I like the way my Beaver Liquor goes down, and it doesn't leave a bad taste in your mouth. At least I don't think it does.
When I have my friends over, I make sure there's plenty of Beaver Liquor to go around because I want my guests to have enough Beaver Liquor to keep them satisfied.
Beaver Liquor, just for you ladies, at fine liquor stores everywhere. Radio X.
They said heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. By the way, this song's by request. This is for Harry. Oh, yeah, Belinda Carlisle, just for you. Yeah, Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, right here on the radio program.
Know your role and shut your mouth. Radio Candy.
Last summer, instead of simply filling my iPod with great audiobooks from Audible.com, I hired a gentleman to read to me as I drove. He spent half the time asking me to pull over so he could take his picture with street signs. And the guy butchered Tina Fey's autobiography, Bossy Pants. Don't make the same mistake I did. Go to audible.com/theonion and download your first audiobook free. That's audible.com/theonion. A Native American realtor doesn't believe in his job. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Full-blooded Cherokee realtor Dale Tublood said today that while he has faith in the homes he sells, he privately clings to the long-held Indian belief that land can neither be bought nor sold. Despite Mr. Tublood's recent attempts to move a 3-acre colonial, owners of Great Spirit Bear Realty say Tublood sales have been consistently slow.
His problem is he spends most of his time in the smokehouse waiting for visions and not enough time just pounding the pavement.
Great Spirit Bear Realty owner Chief Ben Running Wolf. The disbelieving Tublood has reportedly been on thin ice ever since selling a 2-story Victorian for a handful of beads. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
More fun than Naked Crisco Twister.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Welcome back to Radio X with John and Tin Can.
All right, Radio X Show, John and Winters, the Tin Can Gal. We're here with you. If you want to be a part of the program, too bad. I'm confused enough as is. I'm not adding another element. Y'all can suck it. I really, that's bottom line. I don't care. But you can buy us crap. You can support the show. And if you do that, that'll be awesome. Shopzone.radioxshow.com. Did I tell you that Michelle bought the pajamas?
Yeah,
she bought that a couple of weeks ago, and she hasn't told me anything about him yet, which is fine. I don't really care. But yeah, she's like really stoked about it. I was like, yay! Thank you for buying stuff. On sale at the Radio X Show Shop Zone thing. Apparently there's a sale over at Cafe Press. I think the sale is something to the effect of like you save like $15 or something like that. I don't remember what the thing is, but you go over there to get you the code, and then of course you save some money. You spend some money, you save some money. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com for details.
Yay!
Yay for details.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Wait, can you say something? I don't know if I have you here.
I don't. What do you want me to say?
That's enough. I just wanted to make sure I actually had volume from you, because for a second I lost you a little.
Oh.
Okay.
Stupid Verizon!
Yeah, Verizon bastards. Well, Verizon Fios, not cell phones and stuff, because that's what I'm using right now. And we...
Yeah.
I don't know. Cell phone people shouldn't be involved with the cable business. Cable people shouldn't be doing cell phones. Race car drivers shouldn't be painting houses and so on and so forth. Let's just go right into this. This is the Radio X number 2 song thing, whatever.
The Radio X story of the week. Number 2!
We're at the number 2 spot, and where the hell are we? Well, number 2, Manassas, Virginia. We're at the Old Town Inn there. Late night hunger pains can really gnaw one's gut, but who wants to cook at that hour? Not. Oh, crap, this thing kept going. Stop it. Good song, too. Anyway. Vinod Akihari, apparently cops said he broke into a room at the Old Town Inn just last week to order room service. Employees called the cops after getting a room service request at 2 o'clock in the morning from him. They nixed the order when they realized that he dialed from a room that wasn't booked for the night. Cops came to the inn. Yeah, he came to the inn and charged him for unlawful entry and public intoxication. Bizarre break-ins like this are meant to fill a basic need that are unusual but not uncommon. Here's a couple of examples for you. Back in January, Augustin Sanchez, accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home in Orange County, California, so he can climb in bed and force her to cuddle. Yeah, Rankin, Pennsylvania in May, Jason Rocco, a cop there, charged with trespassing and criminal mischief for allegedly breaking into a neighbor's home to wash his clothes. Remember that story? Do you remember what you had for lunch? Do you remember your name?
No.
Okay. Alright, but that's the number 2 story of the week. We shall return with the number 1 story of the week coming up in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. Unless
you
have Verizon Fios, and you'll probably drop you in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
I'm
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
just taste like. So in the morning I'll say goodbye. But I wonder if you know. And I hate sleeping alone. I have to fake it. I'd leave if I could. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. You can't mistake it, 'cause it's understood. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. I have to fake it. I'd leave if I could. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. You can't mistake it, 'cause it's understood. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs, t-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today. Radio
X! Let's face it, you've been working hard, and you've got a hunger that's kicking your ass.
I sure could go for some nuts right now.
I, too, could go for the effervescent taste of nuts in my mouth.
Sometimes those cravings are just too loud to contain.
Man, it's been a while since I had nut all up in my mouth.
By the way, you have some nut on your chin.
Somebody put a nut in my mouth.
Well, when you crave nuts, there's only one product that you can put in your mouth to satisfy that craving.
Give me a Big Rod!
That's right.
Big Rod Nut Bar.
You've never had the taste of nuts in your mouth till you put your mouth on a Big Rod Nut Bar.
God, I love his nuts.
That's right. Big Rod's Nut Bar is known all over the country as the nuttiest rod in the land.
Oh my goodness, it's not the best I have ever tasted.
Take it from these bona fide nut lovers.
I can't wait. Once I get Rod's nuts in me gob, I'm just all over it.
I love Rod's nuts.
Somebody put a nut in my mouth.
Say, give me one.
They make me feel so silky.
Or even us mullet heads love the taste of a Big Rod Nut Bar.
Even the rich and famous are not immune to the big nutty taste of Big Rod Nut Bar.
Hey, yo, I really love Big Rod Nuts in my mouth.
Ha! Last time I had a Big Rod Nut Bar in my mouth, KY hit my ass and they took me to jail.
So go on down to your local convenience store and wrap your lips around a Big Rod Nut Bar. You too will be singing.
These nuts in your mouth. These nuts in your mouth.
Big Rod Nut Bar. These nuts in your mouth.
Hey, if you're having trouble hearing the radio stream, take your fingers out of your ears.
That's a relief.
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your ass.
That sounds pleasant. Radio X.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, tell me how it feels when your heart grows cold. A little bit of a new Twitter. Blue Monday. RadioXShow.com. Dance. Dance, monkeys. Show. This is the, really crappy show. That's what I said. I'm not going to go ahead and give you any benefits of the software. We'll be back. It's the story of the week. It's coming up in, let's see, 2 minutes.
God's plan for an area man involves kidnapping the CEO of Ford. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The Lord's plan for unemployed factory worker James Harold Gerstner was revealed today when, during a moment of divine revelation, Gerstner understood he would have to kidnap the Ford Motor Company CEO William Ford Jr. Although he has no specific kidnapping plan, Gerstner is confident he will succeed.
The Lord wouldn't have picked me to carry out his will if he didn't think I could do it. He'll help me along, just like the time I found a really good chair on the side of the road just 2 days after I burned all my furniture for Jesus.
Gerstner added that he will obey the Lord, even if commanded to plant his seed deep in the Ford CEO's backside. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
We have temporarily lost our mind. Please stand by.
John and Winters, it's the Radio X Show.
Go ahead.
Craziness. Weird thing. Damn it.
This would be where Whitney would say, Radio X Show with John.
Radio X Show with John Waters. Yay.
Hey, John and the Tin Can. Radio X Show. Ready to wrap things up here? I think we should go right on ahead and do just that. Just a few moments. I do want to let you know, though, before we go, that, tonight's radio broadcast is not brought to you by Verizon Fios. We prefer reliability. In my neck of the woods, that's Cablevision, Optimum Online. And Whitney's part of town, it's what? What do you have? What's your cable people?
What? Wait, what?
Who do you have for cable by you? Do you have Time Warner?
No. Well, who do I have for cable?
Yeah, in your area. Who does cable in Pittsburgh?
Verizon and Comcast?
Verizon is not cable. That's Fios. That's not real cable. They don't use real cable works.
I don't know who does the cable.
Well, that might be a time to find out.
Why?
Because Verizon sucks.
I like my Fios. It works sometimes.
Yay, for sometimes.
Wait, I've had Fios for almost a year, and I have not had a problem with it up until now. I've had it for over a year. I have not had a problem with it up until now.
You've had several problems before.
I've never had an outage.
Out. That's not true. You've dropped out before. In fact, it was right around this time last year. Let's go to the videotape.
I don't know. But I've never had, like, a major issue like this.
Well, you know, now you have no TV.
It's ongoing. It's not like a one-day thing. Like, everybody has one-day outages and problems when there's bad weather and stuff, but this is like 4 days in a row now.
Yeah, bad weather. What kind of bad weather do you have today? Sunshine, 82?
What?
What kind of bad weather will you have tomorrow? More sun?
I can't hear you. I get every other word.
What kind of bad weather do you have over there? Sunshine, partly cloudy skies.
Dude, in Pittsburgh, there are only 52 sunny days a year.
Well, that is true.
On average, most of the time it's raining.
So you might as well just move to Seattle. The music's better.
I don't want Seattle. I don't want to move to Seattle.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the story of the week.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for
the Radio X story of the week.
All right, here we go. Yeah. It is time for the number one story of the week. This one we go to Yorkbridge, Massachusetts, where a woman told cops she drove her car into a sand trap on a Massachusetts golf course. Her GPS said she went the wrong way. She said, the GPS told me to go this way. Cops said she was toast, she was drunk. Her name is Patricia Maione. She was held on $10,000 bail after pleading not guilty to charges of driving with a suspended license and her fourth offense of drunken driving. Authorities say the 47-year-old woman's car got stuck in the Wintonsville Golf Club in Northbridge on Monday. She told cops her GPS told her to turn left, which said she led her through a cornfield and right onto the golf course. A cornfield. Okay. Apparently there were three golfers on the course at the time, but no one was hurt. And that, ladies and germs, is your story of the week. That is your number one story of the week. How awesome is that, huh?
Fun. Possum.
Yeah. Possum.
Possum.
Alright. And, yeah, that's the story of the week. I guess we can wrap this show up. How about we just stuff it in a bag and throw it away? Can we do that?
What?
Can we just take this show and just throw it in a little box and send it to Malaysia? Radio X, we'd like to let you buy stuff. In fact, it's a free website. You just have to pay stuff once you get there. Shopzone.radioxshow.com. Buy crap. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, more, pajamas. That's true, pajamas. Mugs, other garbage. Shopzone.radioxshow.com. Go there today. Whitney's got a website, whttrs.nu, witters.nu. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Both Radio X Show. Go on ahead and do so right now. Special thanks to whoever's carrying us still. You're an affiliate, and we love you for it. We love you because you aren't telling us what to do on our shows. I guess that's pretty fair enough. That's the show. Actually, before we go, I want to let you know that if you want to get a website, HostGator has a special deal. HostGator has a special deal for like... I think she just went through a hallway where she got mugged. It was nice knowing you, Whitney. HostGator's got a deal for like $4 a month. You can get a website. Click on the link at the Radio X Show page for more information. And that, my friends, is the whole show. That's it. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, we're out of here. Have yourselves a good week, a great weekend. We'll see you in 2 weeks here. How many? Two weeks. I think you guys can survive without us.
Yeah.
Radio X July 4th special is done. We're out of here. See you next time, friends. So long, everyone. Say goodbye, Whitney.
Bye-bye, Whitney.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.